كل سنة وانتم طيبين. ده أول سبت بعد العيد. This is the first Saturday or first Sunday after Christmas. Merry Christmas to all of you. God bless you and bless your life and give you a new year full of happiness, blessing and joy. الحقيقة حابب أتكلم عن شخص المسيح. Would like to speak about our Lord Jesus Christ who came to us in the fullness of time. في ملء الزمان جه. Not to just visit us and stay with us for a while, but to stay with us forever. And I can say to you, not only to stay with us and to be with us, but to be in every one of you. يبقى جوانا. Abiding in us. We abide in him and he abides in us. نثبت فيه ويثبت فينا. It's amazing to have a wonderful God like our Lord Jesus Christ. We are lucky to have this God who loves us. How sweet is our Lord Jesus Christ. قد ايه مسيحنا حلو. He gave by his incarnation, he gave hope to each one in this world. He gave joy and happiness and hope. And this hope not only to live on this earth a happy life, but a hope of eternal life, everlasting life. And that's why I can speak to you about our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Lord of the whole world. مسيح العالم كله. مسيح الدنيا كلها. When our Lord Jesus Christ came and was incarnate from Saint Mary, actually the whole community, the whole atmosphere in general was corrupted, was an evil generation. Our Lord Jesus Christ said about this generation, an evil and adulterous generation, جيل فاسق وشرير. But in spite of this, in this generation, we can find very amazing examples of wonderful persons. We can find so many examples. نلاقي نماذج رائعة من القديسين في شخصي من ضمن الشخصيات اللي كانت موجودة أثناء الميلاد. Among these, we can find many kinds of people in different ages, in different situations. And I can give you some examples. يعني مثلا زكريا الكاهن وزوجته أليصابات. زكريا the priest and his wife Elizabeth. Both of them were described as righteous before the Lord. And they walked in the commandments, all the commandments of the Lord. Blameless. يعني عجيب ان احنا نلاقي شخصيتين اتنين متجوزين كبار في السن يشهد لهم الكتاب انهما كانا برين امام الله سالكين في جميع وصايا الله واحكامه بلا لوم. We can find Joseph the just man, Joseph the carpenter, يوسف النجار, a just man who was chosen to be a guardian for the heavenly or the divine pregnancy and to take and to keep Saint Mary in his house. يعني لقينا شخص زي شخص يوسف النجار. We can find Simon the Elder. Simon the Elder الرجل اللي كان بقاله زمن كبير. Simon the Elder was a just and righteous man. كان راجل بار وراجل قديس. We can find John the Baptist. John the Baptist اللي هو أعظم مواليد النساء. No one among those who were or are to be born of the woman was greater than John the Baptist. He was the one who baptized our Lord Jesus Christ. He was the only one to be filled with the Holy Spirit even while he was in the womb of his mother. يبقى شفنا دلوقتي زكريا الكاهن زوجته أليصابات، شفنا سايمون ذا إلدر، شفنا يوسف النجار، شفنا سمعان الشيخ، شفنا حنا النبية، حنا the prophetess who was mentioned in the Gospel of St. Luke chapter 2. She was a widow for 84 years worshiping and praying in the temple of God day and night. واحدة ست اترملت وقعدت 84 سنة أرملة عابدة بصلوات وطلبات وأصوام ليل ونهار. And above all we can find Saint Mary اللي هي بقى كلية الطهر وكلية القداسة. Actually we can find this group or we can find in this group different kinds of people. We can find the priests. مين البريست بقى؟ Who is the priest? زكريا وابنه. بنقول على يوحنا المعمدان الكاهن ابن الكاهن. زكريا and his son John. We can find the theologist, علماء لاهوت, like Simon the Elder. He was one of those who were translating, كانوا بيترجموا the Old Testament from Hebrews to Greek. But also we can find the علماء الفلك يبقوا ايه, astrologist, the astrologist, the wise men. We can find the simple people who were shepherds, الرعاة, الرعاة. So different kinds of people. Regarding the age, there are people who were advanced in age. مش كده؟ مين اللي advanced in age? Who were advanced in age? زكريا, Elizabeth, Simon the Elder, and Hannah, the prophetess, اللي هي كان عندها 84 years worshiping and praying in the temple. So we can find so many people and all kinds of people. We can find also the young people, the youth, such as Saint Mary. العذراء كان سنها صغير. We can find even the babies. We can meet with John the Baptist, who was very happy even when he was in the womb of his mother. اللي ارتقت بابتهاج وهو في بطن أمه. Regarding those who were the situation, هنلاقي ناس متجوزين, هنلاقي ناس بتوليين, هنلاقي ناس مترملين, هنلاقي ناس متبتلين واتجوزوا واحتفظوا بالبتولية بتاعتهم. What I can see, some of these people were married, such as زكريا and his wife Elizabeth. They were married. We shall find some who were widow. مين اللي كان widow؟ لا. حنة. حنة بنت فنوئيل, the daughter of فنوئيل. She was a widow. We can find also those who were اللي هم keeping their virginity, اللي هم بتوليين, such as John the Baptist and Saint Mary. We can find from the ناحية الوظيفة الشغل, هنلاقي priests, هنلاقي laymen, the shepherd, اللي هم الرعاة. We can find the worshiper, المتوحدين اللي قاعدين في الهيكل. We can find all kinds of people. We can find the Jews and the Gentiles. The Jews represented by the shepherd, and the Gentiles, اللي هم الأمم, represented by the wise men who came from the east, اللي جم من الإيه؟ اللي جم من الشرق. So each one, whatever his position, whatever his age, has a portion in our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ was said about him that he is the Lamb of God who will take away the sins of the whole world. جه علشان يشيل خطية العالم كله. I say that I may confirm in each one of you that Jesus is for you. I am not coming to hear or to listen to a sermon about Jesus, to enjoy a sermon, but to enjoy Jesus himself. He is my Lord. He came for me, whatever the age, whatever the situation, marital situation or not married or widow, whatever. Jesus came for everybody, for everyone. And the amazing verse which was mentioned in the Gospel of St. John, آية مشهورة جدا في إنجيل يوحنا, هكذا أحب الله الإيه؟ العالم. هكذا أحب الله العالم. God so loved the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. فالله أحب العالم. He loved the whole world. And I am one of those who are beloved. And you, and each one of you, is one of those who are beloved and who are, for their sake, Jesus came. المسيح جه علشانهم وعشان خاطرهم. So, my beloved, Jesus came for the Jews and for the Gentile, for the kids, for the youth, for the elders, for the priest, for the shepherd, for the carpenter, for the astrologist, for everyone, for the poor and for the rich, for everybody. And this is to give each one of you a great hope, a great hope that you are called and the beloved by our Lord Jesus Christ. And also I can say, he gave to give joy to everybody. And there is amazing verse in Isaiah, even the barren, sing, O barren, who or you who have not born, break forth into singing and cry loud. ترنمي أيتها العاقر والتي لم تلد, أشيدي بالترنم. So Jesus came to give hope to everybody. جه يدي رجاء وجه يدي أمل وجه يدي سعادة happiness joy hope through giving us everlasting life and calling every one of you, every one of you. When he came, he did not come just to make a visit and stay with us for a few years, but to confirm his existence among us. Now, while we are sitting in St. Mary Church here in Ottawa, we are gathered in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why he is among us now, according to his promise. المسيح موجود معنا دلوقتي. أكتر حاجة تسعدنا وتفرح قلبنا إن إحنا نحس إن المسيح موجود. It's amazing, and to give us joy and happiness that we are sure now that he is among us. Why? Because he said, whenever two or three are gathered in my name, I will be in the midst. Not only that, but I can remind you the last verse in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 28. ها أنا معكم كل الأيام وإلى انقضاء الدهر. I am with you always even to the end of the age. دي حاجة رائعة وجميلة ومعزية ومفرحة لكل حد إن المسيح معانا. He came to change or renew our nature. يعني إيه renew our nature؟ يعني يجدد الطبيعة بتاعتنا، يدينا طبيعة جديدة. That's why he sanctified our nature. He sanctified this flesh. When it was said that the word became flesh, this flesh is not a sin, is not an evil thing. الجسد مش شر, الجسد مش خطية, because God was manifested in flesh. الله ظهر في الجسد. So it is impossible that we speak about the flesh or the body as an evil thing or something which is sinful. No. الجسد ما بقاش خطية زي ما كان موجود عند بعض الناس. الجسد مقدس because our Lord Jesus Christ was manifested in flesh and he took flesh to himself and united this flesh with his divinity. So he sanctified our nature. He sanctified our nature. He sanctified each stage of our age. It's amazing that our Lord Jesus Christ, when he came, he can come in the form of an adult man. But he wouldn't like to ignore every stage in our life. So he came as a baby, as a child, as a son. And I can remind you with the amazing verse in the gospel, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9:8-6. For we are given a child. We are given a son. يولد لنا ولد ونعطى ابنا. He came as a child and he came as a son, and this child and this son is ours, ده بتاعنا. عشان كده I will give you the exact verse which is in the book of Isaiah chapter 9, yes, and the verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us he is for me, he is for you, he is for everyone. Unto us a child is given, unto us a son or a child is born, and unto us a son is given. يولد لنا ولد ونعطى ابنا. ده مش يولد ولد, مش يولد المسيح, لا, يولد لنا, ده بتاعنا, ده بقى بتاعنا. He shared us in the blood and flesh. He shared us in the blood and the flesh, and it was said in the epistle of St. Paul to the Hebrews. بالعربي هقولها على بال ما تطلعها بالانجليزي. إذ قد تشارك الأولاد في اللحم والدم اشترك هو أيضا فيهما لكي يبيد بالموت ذاك الذي له سلطان الموت أي إبليس ويعتق أولئك الذين كانوا كل أيام حياتهم تحت العبودية. In as much Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, shared in the same, shared in the flesh and the blood, that through death, because through flesh and the blood, he can taste death. According to his divinity, he is immortal. غير مائت. ما ينفعش يموت. بلاهوته ما ينفعش يموت. According to his divinity, he is immortal. And we always say, Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal. قدوس الله, قدوس الحي, قدوس الذي إيه؟ لا يموت. And in order to taste death, he shared us in flesh and blood. That's why it was said, likewise, he shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him. Him دي تعود على مين؟ Who had the power of this, that is devil. لكي يبيد بالموت ذاك الذي له سلطان الموت أي إبليس, that is devil. وبعدين يعمل إيه؟ And release those, يعتق. Those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. كانوا عبيد. And instead of being slaves and submitting to bondage, he gave us the spirit of adoption, not the spirit of bondage. ادانا روح التبني مش روح العبودية. الواحد لو أحب يعني يغني كده, يغني اللي عمله المسيح للبشرية أو ليا أنا, مش عايز أقول البشرية, What God offered to every one of you, to me and to you, it's amazing. To give each one of you the spirit of adoption, that you can cry to God in the heaven and say to him, Abba, Father, Yaba, Elab. That's why, my beloved, he sanctified our nature. He renewed our nature. He shared us in the flesh and blood. And he did not ignore any stage, even the stage of childhood. He came as a child. And being born in Bethlehem, there were some shepherds. To this shepherd, the angel of the Lord came, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. When they started to be afraid, he said to them, "Don't be afraid. Liba, I am preaching you or bringing you good tidings." What is this, or what are these tidings? "It has been born for you in the city of David." City of David here is Bethlehem, because we have two cities for David, Bethlehem and Jerusalem. Bethlehem is the city in which David was born, and Jerusalem was the city of his kingdom. And that's why the angel said to them, "It has been born for you in the city of David," I mean in Bethlehem, a savior. هو المسيح الرب, Jesus the Lord. And he gave them a sign. He said to them, "I will give you a sign. And this sign, you will find a baby wrapped in a swaddling cloth, laying in a manger." اداهم علامة تلائم طبيعتهم وحياتهم. هم كرعاة متعودين دايما لما الخروف يتولد, خروف الحمل الصغير يتولد, يلفوه بسوادلينج راب the young lamb in a swaddling cloth, ويروحوا حاطينه in a manger يدفوه بالتبن. Our Lord Jesus Christ came as a lamb of God, and that's why they did with him as if he is a small lamb, wrapped him with a swaddling and put him in the manger. So he came as a child, he came as a baby, and he started to grow little by little to sanctify each stage. To sanctify each or everything. He sanctified our earth and blessed our earth, which was cursed by God. الأرض اللي اتلعنت زمان, in the book of Genesis, في سفر التكوين, ربنا قال لقايين, "ملعون أنت من الأرض التي فتحت فاها لتقبل يد دم أخيك من يدك." وقال لآدم, "ملعون الأرض بسببك." The earth is cursed because of you. This cursed earth was blessed when our Lord Jesus Christ walked on our earth. So he gave blessing to our earth. He gave blessing to the sea when he walked on the water. He blessed the mountains when he sat on the mountain and gave his sermon. And when transfiguration happened on the mountain and the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ was revealed. قدس الجبال حينما جلس يلقي عظه من على الجبل وحينما تجلى ايضا على الجبل. قدس كل شيء. He sanctified the poverty and he sanctified the richness. He is not against the rich and he is not against the poor. He came as a poor, and he has no place to lay down his head. لم يكن له أين إيه؟ أين يسند رأسه. And he was born from a poor virgin. And he was raised in the house of a poor carpenter. فقدس الفقر وقدس الغنى أيضا. إزاي بقى قدس الغنى؟ قدس الغنى إزاي يا جماعة؟ عمل حاجة مع الأغنية؟ He accepted to be buried by a rich man called Joseph from Rama. يوسف الرامي كان راجل غني. يوسف الرامي كان راجل غني. And our Lord Jesus Christ accepted to be buried by him. Because he is not against the rich or the riches. Because money is not an evil. What is evil is the love of money. مش كده ولا ايه؟ المال مش شر. دي موجودة فين يا جماعة؟ موجودة في الرسالة بتاعت بولس الرسول الأولانية إلى تيموساوس إصحاح 6. ما قالش أبدا إن المال أصل لكل الشرور، لكن قال إيه؟ محبة المال هي اللي أصل لكل الشرور. It is here, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. The love of money, not the money. So the poor are acceptable. The rich are called, invited, and acceptable. The simple people as the shepherd are acceptable. The wise men are acceptable. He accepted all kinds of people. He accepted even the sinners, the tax collectors. The sinner woman in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, when she came weeping, standing behind our Lord Jesus Christ, standing by him, and weeping and washing his feet by her tears, and anointing his feet with the fragrant oil. بتدهن رجليه، بتغسلهم بدموعها وبتمسحهم بشعر راسها، wiping them by her hair، وبعدين anointing them with the fragrant oil and giving very very amount of tears. And then our Lord Jesus Christ, what he said? He didn't despise her. He did not reject her. Even those who were sitting criticized him, not criticize the woman. وقالوا ده مش نبي ولا حاجة. لو كان هذا نبيا كان عالم هذه المرأة ومحلها. دي ست خاطيه وكان رفضها وكانش خلاها ابدا تقرب منه. Then our Lord Jesus Christ said about this woman. About this woman. This woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. لم تكف عن تقبيل قدمي. You did not anoint my head with oil. This woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many. My Lord Jesus Christ, you are the Holy One. How you are speaking about a sinner woman like that? يقول له كده هوت ايه؟ Her sins which are many are forgiven. Why? يقول for she loved much. وبص للست دي وقال لها the most precious gift. He gave her the most precious gift. Your sins are forgiven. مغفورة لك خطاياك. This is our Lord Jesus Christ. He came not for the righteous, not for the just, but for everybody, even those who are sinners, among which I am the chief. جه من أجل الخطاة الذين أولهم إيه؟ أولهم أنا. الست دي خاطية ووحشة ومعروفة في البلد كلها. But our Lord Jesus Christ accepted her. And it is amazing that they brought to him another woman. Another woman. And this woman, which or whom they brought, she was caught in adultery. ممسوكة وهي بتزني. يعني ايه؟ متلبسة بالخطية. وكلكم عارفين القصة بقى. قالوا له according to Moses law she has to be stoned. الست دي لازم تترجم. What do you think? Can you disobey or criticize the law of Moses? And if he accepted to stone her, they will accuse him that he has no piety and he pity and he has a stone heart. يعني قلبه قاسي. It's amazing. They had set her in the midst and said to him, teacher, this woman was caught in adultery in the very act. In the very act. تعبير صعب. In the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. You know the rest of the story. Our Lord Jesus Christ started to riot on the earth and he said to them العبارة المشهورة أو في verse he continued and said to them, he who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. من كان منكم بلا خطية فليرميها أولا بحجر. كلهم مشيوا. What's amazing is that our Lord Jesus Christ, he was without sin. He was the only one without sin. And according to this rule, which he said, he who is without sin, you, our Lord Jesus Christ, without sin. And so you can stone her. All of them walked away, miss you. لكن بقى المسيح لوحده وبصلها وقال لها أما دانك أحد؟ قالت له لا يا سيد. لها ولا أنا أدينك. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, woman, where are those accusers of yours? فين اللي اشتكوا عليكي؟ Has no one condemned you? أما دانك أحد؟ قالت له no one Lord. فاضل انت بقى يا رب. This heart which is full of compassion and love, who gave to forgive, not to condemn, said to her, neither do I condemn you. ولا انا ايه ادينك. Go and sin no more. Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ, I know all of you know very well the story of nativity and the shepherd to whom the Lord sent the angel, and they went to Bethlehem, to meet Jesus in the manger. They are shepherds, and he is a good shepherd. هم رعاة لكن هو الراعي الايه الصالح. They watch over the flocks, their flocks, but he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And all of you know the story of the wise men who came even 1 year and a half after the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, came from the far east, from the east, and they offered their gifts to him. حوالي سنة ونص تقريبا، سنة ونص تقريبا. I can say to you, حاضر. Actually, there are some confusion in this point, because so many pictures drawn in that manner, they put our Lord Jesus Christ in the manger, and around the manger, Joseph the carpenter, Saint Mary, and the shepherd, and also the wise men offering their gifts. This is not a correct picture or icon. This is a symbolic. What happened is that in the day or the night of his birth, in the night of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, no one saw him except the shepherd. In that night, the angel of the Lord came to them according to chapter 2 in the Gospel of Luke. And they came to them and gave them the good tidings, and they went and saw what the angel told them about. Rahu, the manger. This is in the night of Christmas Eve. In this night of Christmas Eve, there was a star, a bright star, appeared to the wise men, kind of Iran, ناحية فارس, مملكة فارس في إيران. They were waiting and calculating the time of the coming of the advent of our Lord Jesus Christ. كانوا بيحسبوه. لأن عندهم حسبة رائعة. According to the prophecy of Daniel chapter 9. 9. ودانيال كان مسجون عندهم, كان مقصور عندهم. During the stage of captivity, أثناء السبي, Daniel was one of those who were captives. And he left his prophecy there. And in chapter 9, there is amazing prophecy calculating the exact time of his coming, I mean Jesus Christ. وكتب كده 70 أسبوعا قضيت على شعبك لتكميل المعصية وتتميم الخطايا ولكفارة الإثم وليؤتى بالبر الأبدي ولختم الرؤيا والنبوة ومسح قدوس القدوسين. 70 أسبوعا means 70 weeks of years, يعني 70 في 7 490 years from, يعني من صدور الأمر. And so they calculated, and they were waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. When they saw the bright star, and saw that it is a different star, completely different from the other star, because they are scientists of astrology, and they knew that this star is an amazing one, is a different one. So they knew that the king of the Jews have been born in Jerusalem. They are here and he is there. They are in the east and he is in Bethlehem, west, far west from them. So they started to prepare themselves. تدوا يجهزوا نفسهم وياخدوا هدايا. طبعا ما كانش فيه طيران, كانش فيه فلايت. مش كده؟ So they prepared themselves and start to come through another way, I think, not to cross the rivers of Degla and the Furat, Degla or Furat, and they came through Turkey and Syria, and they came. This trip took from them at least 1 year and a half, or may even more. ليه أنا بقول كده؟ لأن النهاردة, النهاردة السبت مش بكرة الحد, is a commemoration of this picture, the children of Bethlehem. لأن هيرودس لما راحوا, according to the prophecy of Daniel, they came directly to Jerusalem, مش في بيتلحم. المسيح اتولد فين؟ في بيتلحم. واخدين بالكم؟ يعني هفترض ان ادي الترابيزه بتاعتي دي هي اورشليم. This is Jerusalem. بيتلحم جنوب شويه وغرب شويه. هفترض انها هي الفازه دي اللي فيها الورد دي. According to the prophecy, they did not know بيتلحم. But they knew Jerusalem. And so they came to Jerusalem. And I think the star which they saw in the east did not follow them. هقول لك الدليل ايه دلوقتي. But they knew that the king who is to be born is the king of Jews, and so they have to go to Jerusalem. فلما راحوا الأورشليم, they started in Jerusalem. يبقى الملك هيرودس والقصر بتاعه, King Herod. And so they start to speak or to ask about where is the king of Jews. Then Herod was very troubled, and all Jerusalem was very troubled. اضطرب الملك وكل أورشليم معه. And then he started to gather the elders and the high priest and asked them, تدى يسألهم, I know that there is a king who is called the Messiah is coming. They said to him, yes, your majesty, there is the Messiah, we are waiting for him. He said to them, where is the Messiah is to be born? هيتولد فين؟ عشان الجماعة دول المجوس came and they are asking about the king of the Jews. He was very troubled. And when he asked them, they said to them, it is well known that according to the prophecy of Micah chapter 5 and verse 2, that the Messiah will be born in Bethlehem. وطلعوا له الآية اللي هي بتقول فيها إيه؟ وأنت يا بيت لحم, ها؟ وأنت صغيرة أو لست الصغرى بين رؤساء يهوذا, لأن منك يخرج مدبر يرعى شعبي إسرائيل, ومخارجه منذ القديم منذ أيام الأزل. I will give the prophecy to you. أهي. Chapter 5 and verse 2 بيقول فيها إن I will read it in English. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, أنت صغيرة بين ألوف يهوذا, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel. And this which is to come out from you, مخارجه منذ القديم, يعني أزلي, ده مولود من الآب قبل كل الدهور, begotten from the Father before all ages. عشان كده يقول إيه, whose going forth are from of old, from everlasting. المهم لما عرف إنه هيتولد في إيه, في بيت لحم, راح عامل حاجة تاني بمكر. Very deceiver, very deceitful man. عمل إيه؟ سأل المجوس, قال لهم أنتوا إمتى شفتوا النجم؟ أنتوا رحلتكم بقالها قد إيه؟ بقالها فترة طويلة. إمتى شفتوا النجم؟ When did you see the star؟ يقول لك كده في إنجيل لوقا, سوري, في إنجيل متى, لأن إنجيل متى على فكرة هو اللي جاب قصة المجوس. شوف يا ستي اهي انجيل متى واصحاح 2 يقول لك كده هوت. لما قالوا له في بيت لحم اليهوديه حينئذ دعا هيرودس المجوس سرا وتحقق منهم زمان النجم. شفتوا النجم امتى؟ فقالوا له مثلا من سنه ونص، سنه وسبع شهور، سنه وثمان شهور. خدت بالك؟ عشان كده لما قتل الاطفال عمل سيفتي مارجن عشان ما حدش يفلت او المسيح ما يفلتش. فهي كيلد ذا تشيلدرن هو ار فروم 2 ييرز داون. عشان كده it was said that Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, خدهم كده في اوضه لوحدهم على جنب, determined from them what time the star appeared. امتى شفتوا النجم اللي انتوا بتحكوا عليه دوت؟ لان على فكره النجم لو كان بيقودهم كان وداهم بيت لحم على طول, مش هدخلهم اورشليم, مش كده ولا ايه؟ ما النجم هياخدهم ياخدهم بيت لحم. ما انا هقول لك دلوقتي, just when they left the palace of Herod they saw the star which they saw in their country 1.5 years before. شافوا النجم, يقول لك كده هوت, بيقول لك ايه, ثم ارسلهم وقال لهم اذهبوا وافحصوا بالتدقيق عن الصبي ومتى وجدتموه اخبروني وانا اجي اذبح. فلما سمعوا من الملك ذهبوا, واذا النجم الذي راوه في المشرق يتقدمهم. خد بالكم في حته هنا مهمه, يقول لك ففرحوا جدا لما راوا النجم. طب فرحوا بيه ليه؟ ما هو جاي معاهم طول السك. نو هي واز نوت وذ ذم. اند ذي سو ذا ستار, then this star start to lead them. راح فيهم بيه, راح فين بقى؟ في البيت مش في المزود, not in the manger, because it is impossible for Joseph and Mary to stay in the manger for 1.5 years. It was a very specific circumstances according to the registration. ده كان وقت registration واكتتاب, عشان كده الدنيا زحمة فما لقوش مكان. That's why زيارة المجوس, the visit of the wise men was not in the night or Christmas Eve, but it was after the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ at least 1.5 years. Because Herod, when they did not return to him, he commanded that all the children, هنا هيقول هوت, يقول then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry, and he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in its district from 2 years older and under. ليه بقى from 2 years؟ لأن قالوا له إن النجم اللي شفناه شفناه من حوالي سنتين أو أقل. واخد بالك؟ So the picture which you see gathering the wise men and the shepherd in the manger is not an accurate one. It can be a symbolic picture to collect or to gather all the events of the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ and his nativity in one picture. But actually, the only group who saw our Lord Jesus Christ in the manger in the Christmas Eve were the shepherd. And after that came the wise men. And it will, يعني هنقراها كده حتة صغننة. When they saw the star, اللي هم المجوس يعني, لما خرجوا من القصر لقوا الستار. يقول لك they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. يعني أنا شفت نجم من سنة ونص وعرفت إن المسيح اتولد. أجي وأنا خارج من القصر لقي نفس النجم تاني. It was great joy for them. So, and when they had come into the house, مش into the manger, يعني قدهم للبيت, يبقى كان يوسف خد العذراء بعد الفترة ديت حصل أحداث بقى، لأن 40 days after the nativity العذراء راحت أورشليم. راحت أورشليم ولا ما راحتش؟ راحت، اللي هي عشان تعمل إيه؟ عشان تعمل الطقس بتاع التطهير، حاجة اسمها عيد دخول العذراء الهيكل، لأن كان لازم بعد 40 يوم تدخل وتتمم طقس التطهير purification of Saint Mary after 40 days according to the law of Moses and according to what is written in the book of Leviticus chapter 12. إن كل واحدة تروح وتقدم، وهي كانت فقيرة على فكرة، فقدمت فرخي حمام أو زوج يمام. فحصل حاجات في الفترة دي. She left the manger, went to Jerusalem after 40 days, and they returned to Bethlehem, but not in the manger. Maybe they rented a house. That's why it was said, وأتوا إلى البيت. اللي هم المجوس. They came to the house. ورأوا الصبي مع مريم أمه وفتحوا في بيتلحم. في بيتلحم. ما عشان كده، عشان كده اتقتل الأطفال اللي بيتلحم. وعشان كده في نفس الليلة اللي هيرودس قرر فيها، الملاك نبه يوسف وظهر له في حلم وقال له خد الصبي واهرب. لو كانوا مش في بيت لحم طب هيهرب ليه؟ They were in بيت لحم because when they had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. In a dream. راح ليوسف في الحلم. Arise. قال له كده arise. Take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt and stay there until I bring you word. ليه؟ For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. So they were in Bethlehem, but not where in the same place where our Lord Jesus Christ was born, but they started to rent a house and stayed in this house. وما روحوش ولغاية ما راحوا مصر، وقعدوا في مصر حوالي 3.5 أو 4 سنين. They stayed in Egypt for few years, and when they returned back according to the commandment or the word of the angel, حبوا يرجعوا، ما رجعوش على أورشليم بقى، ما رجعوش على بيت لحم، خافوا من ابن هيرودس الشرير. And they went north to in the same city in Nazareth, Nazareth. And that's why our Lord Jesus Christ is called Jesus of Nazareth. Not because he was born in Nazareth, but he was raised up and lived in Nazareth في المنطقة الشمالية بتاعة الجليل. يعني مش هقدر أكمل أكتر من كده. It is enough for you. Thank you so much. السؤال بتاعك خلنا نخش في موضوع تاني. المهم النهاردة كان ذكرى أطفال بيت لحم على فكرة، عشان كده الصورة بتاعتهم the picture of or the commemoration of the children of Bethlehem. والنهاردة احنا ما قلناش دي الليلة دي، يعني الليلة دي the departure of واحد حلو قوي بنحبه، كتب 5 أسفار من الكتاب المقدس العهد الجديد، كتب the book of revelation. يبقى مين بقى؟ يوحنا الإنجيلي أو يوحنا الرسول؟ Who wrote the book of Revelation? John the Apostle. John the Apostle, he wrote the Gospel of John, the book of Revelation, and 3 epistles carrying his name. So his commemoration is tonight, and we shall celebrate tomorrow the commemoration of his departure. He is the only one of the apostles who was not killed as a martyr. But he was tortured a lot, and he can be considered as a confessor من المعترفين. And he wrote in one of the islands in which he was exiled, he wrote the book of Revelation. في الجزيرة اللي انتنفى ليها المسيح ورى له الأسرار الجميلة، فتح له السماء بقى. He opened the heaven for him, and he took him and he saw and wrote it in the book of Revelation. This is John the Baptist. John the apostle or John the beloved. له أسماء كتير على فكرة. طب قولوا لي ثلاث أسماء من العهد الجديد باسم جون. سؤال بس يعني كده سريع كده. جون the Baptist وجون the Apostle اللي احنا بنحكي عليه. يلا التالت بقى. هو أنا سأل السؤال عشان التالت. أنا عارف أنكم عارفين الاثنين دول. Who is the third one? Huh? Who is the third one? Huh? Who is called John? Tricky. Tricky شوي. مارك. برافو برافو فابيولا. مرقس بتاعنا اسمه يوحنا الملقب مرقس. It was usually to be given two names for everyone. برافو صح. مرقس بتاعنا اسمه كده يوحنا الملقب مرقس. له اسم هيبروس اللي هو يوحنا معناها compassion of God, الله حنان. وله اسم مرقس ده it is a Greek name. حلو؟ يبقى هم ثلاثة. مرقس معناها مطرقة. لكن يوحنا معناها حنان الله أو الله حنان. وعارفة كمان يا إيمان حتة حنان الله دي اللي خلت الناس استغربوا لما جم يسموا يوحنا المعمدان باسم يوحنا. هم عايزين يسموه ايه؟ زكريا زي ابوه. Like his father, they wanted to call him زكريا. When his mother say no, it will be called John, يوحنا. They know God the mighty, God the father, or the God of the fathers, إله الآباء القوي. لكن الله الحنان ده ما مش متعودين عليه. And they were amazed. يا ستي ما فيش حاجة اسمها, فيش حد تسمى يوحنا قبل كده. لما لقوها مصممة قالوا لها طب نسأل بقى جوزك, نسأل مين؟ نسأل زكريا. وهي ما كانتش عرفت من زكريا حاجة لأن زكريا أصلا ما بيتكلمش. 9 months he is mute. And it was amazing that when he wrote, دوله كده ورقة يكتب, قصدي لوح يكتب, he wrote. على فكرة ما كتبش I will call him John. He wrote his name is John. It is not me who gave him this name, but his name was registered or came for me from heaven to be John. لأن الملاك لازم ظهر له قال له هتسميه you will call him John. ده بمناسبة معنى الاسم اللي هو الله حنان. لأن لما يجي المسيح وينزل عالمنا it's out of compassion, out of love. فلازم اللي يجي يبقى اسمه يعبر عن المعنى ده. اللي هيعد الطريق لازم يعبر عن المعنى ده. And you will be amazed that زكريا معناها الله يسمع, يوحنا المعمدان الله تحنن, وبعدين يسوع نفسه اللي جه جيزس معناه الله يخلص. يبقى الله سمع, الله تحنن, الله خلص. يعني الأسماء was not haphazard, was not by chance. These names were selected from heaven to express what God is going to do, to remember his promise and to have compassion and to save his people. كل سنة وانتم طيبين. أندرو مش فاكر يا, بس هجيبها لك بس مش قادر افتكرها دلوقتي. بس هجيبها لك. حاضر, تفضلوا نصلي. بشوي سنانا بشوي سنانا ليلو ليلو أخينا فران فيوتنا بشيرين ببنا ما أسواب أنوتين أوت كريسون كريسون كريم لوجسون أمين. مجد للآب والابن والروح القدس الآن وكل دهر الدور كله أمين. يا أبانا الذي في السماوات يتقدس اسمك, يأتي ملكوتك,